I said.
Yeah, I guess she has.
The embroidery company?
The embroidery company.
Abe was my class growing up.
Was what?
He was in my class.
Oh, he was in your class.
Yeah. Oh, doing all right.
She looks good.
Thank you. And then it washes out in a day or two, so this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're almost there.
Well, I want to make the one that says, make Catherine the Great again. I think that's my favorite. Catherine the Great again. I mean, when they were talking about Trump and the Russians, so they changed the hat from make Catherine the Great again.
It's like an honor.
Going back to the Tsar period.
So they show you
I thought that was pretty cute, actually. I mean, I'd buy one of those.
That's right.
Or
I
want to
be young again.
She's very cute.
And dye my hair pink like Ashley.
What's that?
Would that look good on me at counseling?
Who's that, your daughter? Is that your daughter?
Oh, what do I have to lose? I mean, I can vote it in again.
Lisa, how old is she now?
She's 27.
What prop is this?
And when she, it's blonde. For, it only seems
nice things
three
about her.
Yeah, no, she,
but it's dark on top.
All became friendly.
That's how they do it.
So why, what's the pink for?
Just to be cool. She lives in New York City.
What's going on, Brandon? Key Towers being sold to millennials.
Yeah, I understand.
Key Towers?
Not millennials.
They got that swimmer, you know, the one swimmer. Latke has blue hair.
Oh, he does?
He's an Olympic swimmer.
Yes, he did.
What?
I know,
he
didn't.
Were they entering Key Tower into apartments?
No.
Too?
No, he wears those rubber hats.
There's no way.
Well, they're not shaving a lot of heads.
Key Tower?
That makes no sense.
The women have great big long, you know, they keep all of it. And then they
Let's move along, Mr. Council President.
They're going to be interviewed on TV. They want to look,
you're
feminine.
You're going to get it.
Yeah.
You're
well,
getting
feminine.
It next season. No, that's for sure. That. It's your job.
I've heard most of it.
If everyone would please rise. Pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you would please call roll.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Barron?
Here.
Mrs. Perry?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Braverman?
Here.
Mr. Hirsch?
Here.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. Can I have a motion to approve the special meeting minutes of August 3rd, 2016?
Motion made.
Thank you, Ms. Cluter.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Anybody have any comments? Yes.
Gentlemen over here. I'd like to correct my committee report. The $20,000 per student. It should be $21,628 per student.
$21,628.
Yeah, 21628.
Okay.
And with an 8% decrease in student enrollment, that will go to 23,516.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. No. If you would please call roll.
Cluter?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Moving on to discussion of bills to be paid for August 2016, the amount of $89,059.40, and additional July 2016 expenses in the amount of $110,909.34. Does anybody?
The new format is hopefully not a problem for anybody. It's going to save time. The other one was labor intensive. This is a little less labor intensive.
I wouldn't describe it as easy reading, I'll tell you that.
Oh,
but it's okay. Huh?
Oh.
I just mean the quality of the
copy.
The contrast.
Can I?
Manageable.
I have a question on this CT consultants on Mooney Auto. What was that? What was
he
that
came
related
to? A meeting
to?
That we had in Beechwood.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we were. Oh, that was the. The disposition of the parking lot.
Well, there's follow up, but it was discussing it. Yes.
Any other questions regarding?
I was just working
with
the dispatch council. That's our share, obviously, right?
Yeah, we're back up to paying full share because Nick is not working as a North Village employee over there. He's working for he's full time.
He's working separately.
So we're not getting a credit in our bill anymore?
So we're not paying him anything?
Well, we're paying him $24,000 a year as the part-time security officer.
Oh, okay, when he's here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then can we expect our share to go down with the two new?
I'm a little confused about that. It's supposed to go down every time someone joins, but it doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's big, but it's bigger, it's bigger communities that are going in, so it's probably a little more intensive.
Well, they're bringing in more employees and bringing, setting up more.
Right. That's what I'm saying, it's.
What are your stations?
Yeah, I mean, if they were bringing a bunch of oranges, they would probably.
Absorb it.
Yeah, it would go down, but.
You're right, you understand.
Basic economics. All right, any other comments on that? Nope, okay. Moving on to audience comments relating to agenda items only. Audience member, no?
Not from our community.
And, there is no old business, so moving on to new business. An ordinance granting a building setback variance to Pinecrest Project Partners LLC for building one of Pinecrest. This is on first reading.
Can I just make a general comment?
Sure, is Paul coming?
No, this should all be referred to planning and zoning, and next week we're gonna delve into them, and at the next meeting, all the people will be here and will answer questions tonight. I would just suggest reading the title and moving on. And he'll be here next time.
Okay.
Who will be?
Get a new grandbaby today.
Oh, lovely.
The only comment I'd like to make on these ordinances, if you read them, and it goes back to what I talked about at the last meeting, is that the ordinances that are listed here demonstrate the very reason that I think our variance process needs to be reconsidered. And that is that the basis for a variance is a hardship or practical difficulty. And in these ordinances, as they are written by the law director at this time, there is no indication of a hardship or practical difficulty or finding a fact other than the facts that relate specifically to who owns the property.
We usually do that at planning and zoning.
Oh, I understand that. But my point is that that should happen before it becomes an ordinance.
The applicant, I mean, we can get into this. The applicant identifies what they need for their project, and in our process, the building inspector or planner should review that and determine if it complies with the zoning code. If there's a determination that it doesn't comply, they can either redesign and eliminate the need for the variance or move forward with the variance request. They have time to prepare for presentation to the Planning and Zoning Commission their legal bases for it. The preliminary stuff, the preparation of the ordinance is just the blank document. It's the how many feet, and it doesn't contain a whole bunch of whys and wherefores because planning and zoning and council may not agree with the findings. So you wouldn't put that in the ordinance. You put it in your conclusions of fact, and I agree with you, we should change the charter and eliminate an ordinance for variance requests. And the reason for that is ordinances are legislative in character, variances are administrative in character. We have hot ice here, and next Charter Review Commission, I will again recommend that you eliminate the ordinance process. But right now, your charter says you grant variances by ordinance. Right.
Well, I think the villages wanted the elected officials to be in on that process.
That's fine. What I would recommend, however, is adapting the process that you have so that you have planning and zoning doing the recommendation, fact-finding, and then bringing it to council for the final determination.
That's the way the horse and the cart ought to be tied together.
The legacy of the charter requires this ordinance.
I understand that.
Okay.
I understand.
When's our next charter?
I was just going to ask that. When is the next charter review?
Well,
you can do it sooner.
It provides not less than every 8 years. 2010 was the last one. You could do one.
Right after we get a ninth member to the Supreme Court.
That's a hard thing.
No, but this is just the verbalization of what was presented to us.
Correct.
At a recent meeting in diagram, right?
Sure. That's
basically
my understanding. Remember,
well, four of these we've known about. Two of them were new.
Yeah.
Which two?
What's
and, huh?
This one over here.
If you want to come planning and zoning, by all means, otherwise they'll come here and explain it.
Building four, number D.
Okay,
I think D is new.
Are there any other?
Are there any that bother you?
There's, I just, again, I just wanted to bring this up because I think it, we need to continue to think about how we do this and that we ought to be doing it in a manner where the cart and the horse are in the same appropriate relationship.
Fair. We can't really do anything about that right now.
Right now, I guess not.
But
and we're not, and, we're not going to hold up the this process for it to do that. But
you can't because this can't even go on the ballot until the general election has to be.
Change the change the charter.
I think
it's a whole big process.
I understand.
Oh yeah.
I know this is, you know, it's been it's an elephant gut.
And then people may not want to change it.
One of the things that you could do is you wouldn't have, if you wanted to make a specific change regarding this charter provision, you wouldn't have to wait for the Charter Review Commission. Council could
initiate. Right, right.
So if you wanted to explore what that would look like, we can do that.
And it's too late for this November.
Correct.
Not a problem. Okay.
So we're looking at May.
Find out if you can put it on in May.
Theoretically, you could do it before 60 days before the election.
There's no burning building.
Now that we're aware of it,
we should act on it. Yeah.
Fair. Noted. Good point. Thank you. Any other comments regarding ordinance 2016-16? If not, moving on to ordinance 2016-17, ordinance granting a parking setback variance to Pinecrest Partners LLC for parking along the southern property line of Pinecrest Development.
Well, you do want to put in the record that you're referring 16 to the planning and zoning.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Again, that's being referred. You have. Wherever I was. An ordinance granting a parking setback variance to Pinecrest Partners LLC for parking along the southern property line of Pinecrest Development in the PD2 subdistrict of the Pinecrest Plan Development District. This is not for first reading. This is also going to be referred to planning and zoning. Does anybody have any comments? No? Okay. Moving on to ordinance 2016-18. An ordinance granting a parking setback variance to Pinecrest Partners LLC for parking along the western property line of the Pinecrest Development in the PD2 subdistrict of the Pinecrest Plan Development District. Some first reading also being referred to planning and zoning. Comments? Moving on to ordinance 2016-20. An ordinance granting a parking setback variance to Pinecrest Partners LLC for parking along the southern property line of the Pinecrest Development in the PD3 subdistrict of the Pinecrest Plan Development Project. This is also on for first reading being referred to planning and zoning. Comments? What about 19?
I just had a little point of order question.
Wait, hold on one second.
Is there a 19?
That's what I'm talking about.
19 was taken.
Oh, that's the question.
Yeah, also referenced that email saying that 19 was taken out.
Oh, okay. That's
they merged
what I wanted to know.
It with 18.
19? Okay.
So what do we do about 19?
If you want to renumber 20, 21, and 22 into 19, 20, and 21,
yeah.
Okay. Do
it. That's
now.
What I'm asking.
Yeah, so let's amend 2016-20 to 2016-19.
You're not even amending it.
Okay.
You're just administratively assigning it that number.
And then 2016, okay. So moving on to item E, which is ordinance 2016-21, which is now going to be ordinance 2016-20. An ordinance granting a minimum pervious substance area, surface area variance, Pinecrest Project Partners LLC for the PD2 subdistrict of the Pinecrest Plan Development Project. This is on first reading, also being referred to planning and zoning. Comments? None. And moving on to item F, which is ordinance 2016-22 on the agenda, which is actually 21 now. An ordinance granting a parking setback variance, Pinecrest Project Partners LLC for parking along the east property line of Pinecrest Development in the PD2 subdistrict of the Pinecrest Plan Development District is on for first reading, also being referred to planning and zoning. Comments? Okay. And moving on to audience comments relating to matters which advance the good of the village. Sure.
Richard, you can't help us out here?
Where is everybody?
And moving on to committee reports. And comments by council members. Ms. Perry, we'll start with you.
I have no report.
Okay. Mr. Barron?
Wait, I want to ask, how's the garden doing with the drought?
Actually, great. I did want to mention one thing about the garden. The garden this year looks unbelievable.
How is your garden?
The new dirt rocks it. Everybody comes up to me, even the people who did nothing but complain in the past are all singing their praises of the garden. And with that said, Ryan, our reporter for The Sun, had done an article, right?
Sugar Valley.
Sugar Valley. had done an article right before it was done, like as it was under construction. I wonder if we want to invite him to come back and take some pictures. The garden looks unbelievable. I think this is the month to hit it.
I will let him know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Any other comments?
And does the Times still have a reporter with us?
He is from the Times. Times.
Okay, so who's our son?
Who knows?
I think there is one.
They don't even seem to cover anything.
The Sun was acquired by the plane dealer, so now it's all just one.
Yeah, we send Cleveland.com agendas on behalf of the Sun, but we don't really have a contact.
They don't have a dedicated reporter.
So, but we don't have like a little orange local stuff?
No, just through the Sugar Valley Times now.
Okay, and we don't.
I mean, you could create a press release and we could release it to them.
Right.
And then if they pick up on it, they'll.
I think it would be nice. I think people in this area, I know that when we were looking at revamping the garden, we went to a lot of communities like Avon and some that had some successful community gardens. And honestly, I think ours is the best at this point from what I studied. So there could be local interest in the whole area.
We don't have too many plots available. So.
But that doesn't mean that we can't advertise it.
You know, to that point, it would seem to me that the Cuyahoga County Fair would be a great place to promote these community gardens that have burgeoned in all of the communities across Northeast Ohio and have some opportunity to demonstrate and communicate what it is that's actually happening.
Are you going and taking your cow with you?
It's going on right now, though.
It's going on right now.
Right.
Well, that doesn't give us a lot of time to prepare something or
maybe
set anything up. But that is something to consider
next year.
At the county
put it in the back of your archive there for future reference.
Are you going to have a booth at the salute?
Yes.
As long as it says founded by, that's all I'm saying.
I thought it was Herb's Garden.
Yeah, it was.
All right, anything else, Mr. Barron?
No, thank you.
Mr. Barron?
At the August 8th Board of Education meeting, they mentioned that they will be having town hall meetings separate for school district municipality. And they're thinking about having one per month. So that's something that'll be coming up. There aren't any details on it yet. They are worried about their students crossing Chagrin Boulevard to get to the library through
both of them.
There's more than two students
going to the library. I mean. Okay, never mind.
So they're going to build a bridge.
So the they're looking.
There's a light there.
There's a light there, but not closer to the high school where the majority of the kids use the library.
We need a jaywalking path.
So they're trying to see if they can get a crosswalk. They're thinking it's going to be between $100,000 and $150,000. But they will need ODOT's okay, and they'll need Pepper Pike's okay. And they already have a light 500 feet east. So choices are very limited on that. And the final thing is mayor and council persons meeting will be either the last week of October or the first week of November. They have not found a date.
All right.
And that's my report.
Thank you. Mr. Braverman?
The high school ought to have a patrol. You know those guys with the badges? Tell them to cross
safety
the light.
Just gives them
tell them to cross the light.
Crossing guard.
No, I have no specific report this evening. Thank you.
Ms. Clutter?
For anybody who goes walking around our park, I would encourage you to go to Zach's Shrine or the Japanese garden. The sign actually went up.
The plaque's there now?
Yeah, it's really moving to sit there. I would encourage you to do it. It really is peaceful. And the way the service department put this together, didn't they do it?
They supervised, but the people that raised the money hired somebody.
It's really lovely. Yeah, you can hear the water trickling.
They actually had a famous architect.
The Japanese garden
involved.
Guy was famous.
It's lovely.
Lisa and I went to the dedication of it, and he spoke a lot about Japanese gardens.
Yeah, but they handpicked all those rocks. They
left the
moss
are beautiful.
On the rocks. I don't know how they did it.
And the actual bench is really nice. And the other thing is, thank you, the police department. I turned in some old drugs. And for what it's worth, I was advised to take them out of the containers, and they co-mingle all the pills, and to remove labels, any identifying labels, and then you can recycle the actual containers. It was sort of a safety thing, and I think it's super to get rid of them because...
Why do you have to take the labels off? The sheriff told me they take it out, they don't look at it.
Well, they told me, our police department said it would be helpful if you remove your labels, and so I did, and I think that's fine. But I was
maybe
impressed the way
protection.
They took all these really heavy narcotic drugs that I had, about 7 years old, and they just commingled everything. It was just super. So thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. And maybe we could put, did we put something in the newsletter about that? About disposing
times?
Of...
about having the prescription drop-off box?
Constantly.
Yeah, but did we do it recently?
It's in every one.
Is it?
Virtually.
Is it?
It's in...
Frequently, I know, but has it been, I mean, I don't know. I just...
It's in there on a regular basis.
That and, you know, whatever you put on the calendar telling us to recycle our equipment or whatever we're doing, that's also helpful, too.
And pick up after your dogs,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's
most importantly.
Thank you. And that's it. Oh, okay. Apart from the $500,000 that we got from Pinecrest, that I wrote to the mayor and said, and to what do we owe this pleasure?
We negotiated.
That's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Mr. Klein.
There's no report at this time from Planning Commission. As you know, we will have a very robust agenda on the 16th, and I'd welcome any and all of you to attend that. There will be discussion on Pinecrest as well as other projects that are being considered in the village.
Only if it's
who's coming from Pinecrest on the
16th?
Robust.
Probably
hmm?
Only if it's thin, not robust. Will I come?
Really?
Okay.
It's going to be a lot.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Nothing further, Father.
All right.
16?
Mr. Hirsch.
No report this evening.
All right. Thank you, Mayor.
So here's the deal on the bike trails.
Next week.
So the $5 million does not include soft costs, but Price does believe, but he was going to confirm, does believe that the engineer's fees would be part of the construction costs, just not lawyers and interest and all that. So, but he wants the whole project done before we put the assessment on. Now, we can get the petition, we can get the legal work done so that we know they're obligated, but we don't certify it to the auditor until after the project's done, which means we're probably looking at 3 to 4 years, and what we have to do is issue some notes now, unless you want us to use our cash, because Brian is going to be putting in about $200,000 worth of work, maybe not that much, but right away. But in order for him to design it so that we can go bid it and move it ahead, he's got to put in a lot of work. So it's going to be at least $100,000 for that phase. So unless you want to use cash that we have, and we do have enough to do it, we should think about starting to issue notes. I can't tell Brian to go ahead and do it because it's too much. Do I need a motion from council?
You would, yeah.
So I guess I want a motion from council to authorize Brian to go ahead and get into the design work. We're going to start with Lander and Emery, but I want to get it all designed. And
okay.
And then we could pay him out of our own money.
Why
or
are
we
start? Well, that could be another discussion, but what's the rationale for starting with Lander and Emery?
Because those are going to be the easiest ones to do because of the work that's been done on those roads and the right of way is flat and all that.
Okay. But
and then Harvard and Brainerd.
Okay.
We can have another conversation about that, but
right.
No matter what order we do it, he has to design all
right,
of them.
We obviously need to start getting it.
So can I have a motion from council to authorize him to start?
Can you put something together that makes it a little more?
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean,
I think it would be appropriate to have a proposal from.
Yeah, it's $100,000. Give me a break.
From Brian to define the scope of service.
It's
and
really
going to
be a percentage of the cost of construction. That's really how he gets paid, but you don't know what that is until after he's.
Yeah, if well,
goes to
if
bed.
You could put
well, see, that's what I mean. We need to know.
Yeah, but design can be developed on a.
What?
a design proposal can be based on the services that he has to provide and the extent to which he has to provide them.
Well, I think he does it by our contract.
Yeah, we have a contract.
We have a contract that says.
Well, but does that mean it's going to be part of the overall project?
This is not part of his normal contract. This is.
Any construction we do, it is.
Large projects are subject.
But not the design portion of it. The design portion is?
Yeah.
We have standardized what our relationship with him is in the ordinance.
On a unit cost basis?
But in all honesty, I don't see, based on the steps we have to go through, I honestly don't see how construction on any road, whichever one it is, could start before mid-17 or towards, you know, the latter part of the summer. I mean, we've got a lot to do. But we won't get there unless we start.
Right, let's start. And so I would like to have Brian just do a proposal so that everybody on council has something in writing.
So we know what's going on.
Okay, and if we have to wait till September, I don't know if he should do much work between now and September.
Well, I mean, let's just get it rolling.
Well, we've done the 35,000 piece. He surveyed everything.
Right.
So now is the big chunk.
Well, let's get the proposal. We can come back, you know, for the next meeting. And maybe we can pass something then to go ahead and authorize him.
But let me just ask a quick question.
Yes.
The proposal would be to come up with some money so we can get him started. But isn't that part of the overall percentage on the project?
That's why we should probably start doing a note instead of using our own money.
Well, that's what I was
thinking.
Because
then we would have interest that
you want to note the whole thing, right? Or, I mean,
no,
you can make it.
No, just for what we need now.
All right.
It'll get bigger as we start constructing.
And are you saying the carrying interest is not subject to the assessment?
Carrying the interest is on top of the $5 million.
Okay.
The soft cost.
But it will be in the assessment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why we should probably use other money.
Absolutely.
Since they'll be paying that back.
That's what I think.
Mayor, what are the other soft costs that you're envisaging on this project?
Lawyers.
Those aren't soft.
Price Finley, we're using Price Finley.
All the people like us who do nothing, that's the soft cost.
That's not.
Is that how it?
All right. Anything else?
So that's what we have to do to get that moving ahead. Nothing else.
Okay.
Except to remind you all about the salute.
Okay. My only comment is I just want to thank the chief for doing some good police work this past weekend. That's very much appreciated, and I am grateful for that. So.
I don't know.
It's kind of a personal thing, but he went out above and beyond his duties, and you know, we're lucky to have that. So I think it's great. Moving on to, is there a motion to enter into executive session to discuss the acquisition? Yes.
And also
prospective
litigation. Pending or imminent, pending or prospective.
To discuss the acquisition and disposition of real estate and pending or prospective litigation. Is there a motion?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Cluter. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. Keep call roll.
Cluter?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Literally five. We should do this in 5 minutes or less.
We've heard that before.
Yeah. Yep.
This time it's for real.
This time I really mean it.
We're going into executive session, but thanks for coming.
Richard, you may want to attend the meeting on the 16th of Planning Commission, because that's where we're really going to focus on.
Can you get by? Okay.
Hi, Mary Catherine. Thank you for everything.
Yeah.
Five minutes, Kathy.